Ramsey TV.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to MZTV. This is Martin Zender, and I'm broadcasting to you from my Sheraton Kingdom in Richmond, Virginia, having just executed and enjoyed the conference yesterday. It was a great time. I'm still basking in it all. There were about 30 people showed up from six states. Some guy, Matthew, flew in from Reno, Nevada. So, yes, you have to pull from six states in order to get 30 people. This comments upon the scarcity today of members of the body of Christ. As the apostasy goes on and as the apostasy wears on, the ranks get thinner and thinner. And yet, as you know, I believe that there will be not a revival. No, not a revival. But I believe there will be a general and broad understanding by the world at large that the doctrine of eternal torment is bogus, that God is greater than that. Not saying all these people will become believers or members of the body of Christ, one and the same, but they will be aware that religion is empty. In fact, this is interesting. I know many people who know that religion is empty, but they're satisfied with that, which is strange to me, and it's probably strange to you that someone could come to the understanding that religion has nothing to offer, understand that it's just ritual, it's just a ceremony filled with the doctrines of humans, and yet no desire on the other side to know what's right. As if it's enough to know what's wrong, but no desire to know what's right. And that can only, I am learning, be given by God. That desire and the hunger for truth. I thank everybody that came to the conference. As I say, I'm still basking in the glow of being with fellow members of the body of Christ and dispensing the truth. Dispensing the truth is exhausting, but it energizes me at the same time because the saints there were so pulled the information. Just tell, they were pulling it out of me as I was saying it, and the Spirit of Christ being present in all of us, the glue that holds all of us together, makes it so that when you meet these people for the first time, and of the 30 people there, I probably had met 20 before, 10 I had never met before. But as is always the case, when you meet someone in the body of Christ whom you have never met, you feel like you've known them your entire life. And that's exactly, once again, the feeling I got with the folks that came that I had never met. It's always that way. You feel like you've known them your whole life. It's that Spirit of God that is the common denominator between us. Now, the focus of this message is going to be a question that I asked a young lady at the conference before the conference even began. And it was a bold question, and I'll tell you what inspired it. And her answer is what I'm going to give you today for you to chew on, contemplate, take it to God. A lovely young woman showed up with her husband and her in-laws, who was probably in her first trimester of a pregnancy. And I love it. I love the whole babies coming into the world thing. I've contributed to bringing three people into this world. I love everything about it. I love the love behind it. I love how loving other people takes you out of yourself. And as I looked at that lovely round stomach there, while feeling the joy of it and happy for the couple, another thing struck me. This was a more disturbing thought, because I knew that one of my talks was going to be about the final years of Millennium 6. In fact, I was going to do it first, but I wanted to talk about other things And during one of the breaks, someone said to me, Zender, when are we going to get to the final years of Millennium 6? We're living in these rare times. We want to hear more about it. So I knew that it was coming. I knew that I had to do it. But imagine my hesitance when greeting this young pregnant woman and knowing that in 6 months she's going to be delivering a baby into the world, but knowing that the time is so short and wondering about her conflicting emotions or if she had any. So I had to ask, and this is what I said to her. I said, all right, I said, I just met you 10 minutes ago, but I already feel comfortable enough to ask you a personal question. If you don't want to answer this, that's fine, but I can't help myself, okay? I'm bold, I'm brash, possibly stupid to ask this question, but I had planned at this conference to talk about the final years of Millennium 6 and how close we are to the coming of the kingdom, and thus how close we are to the snatching away of the body of Christ. And I know that many here, most of the people here at this conference, I said to her, are probably wish it would happen yesterday. And yet, you and your husband are in a unique situation that I'm sure other members of the body of Christ around the world are in. And that is that there is a tie to this earth, a very noble, holy, and precious tie with family, mainly. And especially this couple about to bring a baby into the world. I think it was their first. I'm not sure about that, but I think so. I said, so I'm just going to flat out ask you, how do you feel about that, knowing that the time is short, perhaps a year or two, and you bringing new life into the world? Yeah, I actually asked that question. And her answer brought tears to my eyes. Literally, yes. Her answer was, this is somebody with skin in the game. This is not someone talking, giving this answer from a place of detachment, a place of sickness or death or struggle or strain, who just can't wait to get the hell out of here. This is a young person with a young husband about to deliver a baby, their lives in front of them, and yet facing the prospect of Christ returning imminently for his body. And it really doesn't matter, actually, whether we're near the end of Millennium 6 or not, because the snatching away of the body of Christ has always been, from Paul's day on, presented as imminent, as something that we look forward to. So really, this question would be an appropriate question and a legitimate concern during any era from Paul to this time. The question is how tightly, right? This is the essence of my question. How tightly do we hold to the world, to the few pleasures of the world, to the many joys of our loved ones? And what better person to ask than this woman? And she said, what do we have here on this earth that can compare to what Christ has for us? Are we going to hold on to what we think is wonderful or right or pure or holy or magnificent when God has things that are holy and pure and right and magnificent for us? And she even used the phrase filthy rags to describe our, relative to God, our poor and meager hopes, dreams, and desires. So as noble and as holy and as right as her hopes, dreams, and desires were for her family. She saw them in comparison to what God has in store for her, for her husband, and her baby. She saw those as filthy rags in comparison. Borrowing the term from Isaiah, who said that our righteousness, the good acts that we do, that we want to walk worthily of the calling, make ourselves a living sacrifice to God, that all these acts are filthy rags compared to the righteous acts of God, and especially those demonstrated through the work of Christ, especially the work of Christ on the cross. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. And this woman, the faith and trust in God. And I looked her in the eye. I could tell this was real. This was not some answer like, oh, this is what Zender wants to hear, or I bet Martin's going to make a show about this, so I better say the right thing. No. And there was no hesitation. It flowed out of her. So freaking beautiful and lovely. It is someone throwing herself at God, knowing that His plan is better than hers. And her plan's great. Her plan is great to raise a family, to love her husband, to come to a conference with her in-laws. Beautiful, everything, pure, righteous, and holy. And yet, in comparison to the vibrating God in Christ coming down to take us to the celestial home, nothing to compare, she said. It's like, nothing to compare. How can I possibly compare my hopes, desires, and dreams to God's hopes, desires, and dreams for us? And this would include those of us who have loved ones who will be leaving them behind, who are not believers. That is the difficult thing, isn't it? And I know of another man who, as a young daughter, 7 years old, and he is prepared to be with Christ no matter what. No matter what. He has a wife who he's not sure is a believer, really not, no spiritual inclinations. And so at the snatching away, he will probably be leaving his wife. What do you do with that? That's tough. That's the rubber meeting the road right there. What do you do? Well, you jump off the high dive of faith and you trust in a God who loves your children infinitely more than you do, loves your spouse infinitely more than you do, understands your situation infinitely more than you do, because He invented it, He crafted it before you were born, He crafted every day of yours before you were born, crafted it, knew it so intimately. I'm talking about every day, not just your life as a whole, every single day. So He doesn't know what you're going through. He doesn't know what your hopes and desires are. Of course He does. He knows every intimate detail. And He has taken that all into account in perfect conjunction with His timing of returning for His body. There will be no metaphorical train wrecks, no metaphorical plane crashes, no disasters. Everywhere Paul went in his lifetime, grace followed in the man's wake. And we have a message of grace. We have a message of the love of God for all humanity. And we know that God does love all humanity, but He especially loves His dearest friends. We saw that indicated when Jesus with His disciples, did we not? He loved them and He told them things and He let them in on secrets that the rest of humanity were not let in on. And even among the disciples, there was one of whom it was said, the disciple whom Jesus loved, and that was John. He loved him even more than the others. Well, that love for his bride I think, even pales in comparison to the love for his body. It's all love. But it's a lavish love, and that's what he has for us. So those of you, I'll close this way, those of you who have a little twinge of, oh my God, I know he's coming soon. Look at this timetable. Look at the Aeonian chart. Look at where we are. Look at the years that have expired from Adam. Look at the Jubilee years from the time Christ announced his public ministry. Yeah, we're close. But for those of you who have a little twinge of, I'm not sure I'm ready to leave here, don't worry. God knows that. He understands it. You don't have to feel bad about it. You don't have to feel guilty about it. I told you myself, I'm not excited about the coming of Christ because I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm just putting in the days, right? I don't jump up and down like I'm on The Price is Right thinking about the snatching away. How can I? I don't know what it is. Paul describes it, but I don't know what happens. I mean, I know what happens. I don't know how it'll feel. That's what I meant. So yes, God is on it. He will give you what you need right before. He won't necessarily give you what you need now. If you try to anticipate the snatching away, you wonder how you're going to feel then. You wonder if you will be prepared for it. You don't need to do that. You're getting ahead of the game. God will not give you the ticket until you're ready to get on the train. So you will feel perfectly right before it happens. And you will be in perfect peace because God will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed upon him. And our minds are there. And everyone at this conference yesterday here in Richmond, Virginia, I'm thankful for you all. I was privileged to be able to address you, to bring you the truth of God as unadulterated as I could. I hope to see you all again soon, but it is a treat to be able to talk to you again here and all the members of the body of Christ and all those looking over your shoulder on this show, MZTV. Until tomorrow, I am Martin Zender. God bless you.